The latest COVID update from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, published March 30, includes 3 new hospitalizations and 0 deaths. The health unit has reported 53 deaths in February, and 20 so far in March. There are 14 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. Testing has captured 307 new COVID cases in the region since the last update on March 30. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. There have been 332 cases confirmed by lab testing for the week of March 27 so far. Between March 20 and 26, 5 people were hospitalized for COVID-19, and 4 people died after contracting COVID-19. Testing confirmed 714 COVID cases that week. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 38,307 cases of COVID-19 with 36,764 of those cases recovered and 438 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 385 were COVID-related, 42 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 11 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. Based on data collected since July in Simcoe Muskoka, the rate of hospitalization from COVID-19 is 4 times higher for unvaccinated people than for vaccinated. The rate of admission to an intensive care unit is 8 times higher for unvaccinated people, and the rate of death is 3 times higher for an unvaccinated person versus someone with 2 or more doses of a vaccine. To date, 82% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 19% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. There are 30 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, up from 21 outbreaks on March 23. The current active outbreaks include 15 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 10 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 5 at child care centers. The health unit is no longer reporting case counts associated with individual outbreaks. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. According to monitoring of the region's hospitals by the health unit, about 58% of the region's ICU beds are full and about 26% of the ventilator beds are occupied. Acute care occupancy is highest with 87.5% of the beds in the region currently full. According to Collingwood General and Marine Hospital reporting as of March 30, there are 6 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for March 30.